Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. It is Thursday, December 29th. Are you up early, or maybe you're just getting home? You're listening to us in morning drive time on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, home to great music in the Coachella Valley, over 50 years. And you can hear us in early afternoon drive time on 920 AM, where I started 27 years ago, and 99.1 FM. I like to say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. We're ready, chocolate. Spend an hour with me, because I go to a lot of trouble and thought in putting together a really great hour of programming. Everything that's in the Joey English Daily Datebook, lots of community guests and activities, wonderful fun mystery songs, great, great, great interviews, great, great, great giveaways, and my great, great, great music. And when it's all through, we put everything up on my website. And please friend me on Facebook. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And we tease that after you listen to this show with all the information, you'll be the smartest person in the room. You know the routine by now. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Thursday, December 29th, is Pepper Pot Day. Now, I'm not quite sure if that means you put a pepper plant in a pot, you make pepper pot soup. Get back to me on that. National Pepper Pot Day. Animal Samaritans need your help. You can adopt, you can donate, support them, and they have a matching funds campaign up to $15,000 online right now. AnimalSamaritans.org. That'll be a good way to start the new year. Southwest Arts Festival 2023 is coming up, and they're looking for artists to display at the festival. It runs January 26th through the 29th of 2023. That just sounds so wrong. At the Empire Polo Club in Indio. Here comes the website. It's a little confusing. SWARTfest.com. So that's S for South, W for West, artfest.com. Cathedral City Senior Center, say that fast. Cathedral City Senior Center, oh, I did, has a new cookbook coming out, and it's in the works, and they need your recipes. Send it along with your information for the recipe, your own information, and your photo. Do it now. You can get details at cathedralcenter.org. Okay, let's go to Wink Martindale and do some legendary stuff. The award-winning History of Rock and Roll. He puts it on from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That means 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Wink's such a treasure. WinkMartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, this is going to be fun because it's our Joey English Talk of Stars, because Hollywood has the Walk of Fame, Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars, but because we're radio, we have, get it, Talk of Stars. And we're going to feature the second installment with our own Rick Ferns. So how do you want to do this, Rick? We pick up where we left off, because the first segment we did your childhood, then we did your career, and then we did what you're working and planning on doing. So what you've got a lot of stories to tell us.
Oh, I have a lot of stories.
Some of them are appropriate for radio.
Some of them are. Yes, some of them are. Actually, I was thinking of writing a book, because there are so many things that happen backstage during the production of major television programs that need to be told, because they're human interest stories. For example, one of the Academy Awards that I worked, I was responsible for a wireless microphone, all of the wireless microphones, and Pavarotti was performing. He was downstage center, no one around him, and his microphone failed. Well, failed electronically. It was still working, but the signal was very feeble. And I had an antenna underneath the stage. He was literally standing on it. And I switched to that antenna. Now, you never do that during a show because the switch will actually cause a pop in the audio.
Now, were you live?
We were live. Oh, live to a billions. Yes. It was the Academy Awards is a live show. And I switched. He was singing so loud that the pop didn't go over the air. You couldn't hear it. He covered it.
You had to do that in a heartbeat.
I had to do it in a heartbeat. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Nobody ever knew?
No one knew. And I never told anyone because it would create quite a stir as far as the director is concerned.
It wasn't
my fault. I told the vendor, the microphones are rented, and I told the vendor, that the microphone was bad. He says, no, it's not. It was working. I said, no, it's bad. It has a very, very feeble output. And he took it back to the shop, and a day or two later, he called me, and he said, Rick, you're right. The microphone did fail. How did you make it work?
Oh, gosh.
And I never told him.
Failed for Pavarotti.
For Pavarotti. Now, can you imagine he was singing downstage center? If that microphone would have failed completely on a live show, no one around him, it would have stopped the show.
Didn't you run sound checks? Of course you did.
Oh, yes. Everything worked fine. The rehearsals were fine. He used the same microphone in the rehearsals. Everything was fine. But it failed.
Do you sit backstage?
Oh, that's another story.
Okay. And say, what if?
All right. I'll tell you this. I've never told anyone this story.
Okay.
The director asked me where I wanted to set up the control panel for the wireless microphones. We're talking about the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles. Typically, the operator was backstage somewhere on the side, but I wanted to see the show. So I said, I'd like to be in the balcony. And he said, what? And I said, oh, yes, I want to be in the balcony. I'll receive the signal from the wireless microphones from the balcony.
That works.
It works. And it worked better than it had ever worked before because my antennas were in the balcony. And the receivers work better in an environment that is free of noise-generating equipment. If you put the antennas near the stage, you get interference from the neon lights and whatever other equipment is operating on the stage. It was successful. And I think from that point forward, everyone that uses a wireless microphone, the receivers are located in a quiet area, in the balcony or on the balcony rail. It was innovative.
It was.
But it was
just because you wanted to see the show.
It was a selfish reason, but it worked out.
Serendipitous.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How many Academy Award shows did you work on?
14. 14 consecutive Academy Awards.
What did they call your title?
Well, I was a maintenance engineer.
Maintenance
engineer. Yes, I was responsible for the repair for the proper operation of all of the electronic equipment that was used on the show.
Kind of scary responsibility.
It is very scary. You've got no recourse. If something happens, you're responsible. You are responsible.
Wow.
I'll tell a quick story,
sure,
if I may. One of the engineers that was responsible for the house audio, and that was the house audio is the audio that the audience hears. There are three mixers on every major television production. The truck mixer, that's the person that actually mixes the audio for the television audience. The foldback mixer, that's the mixer that mixes the audio for the performers. And the house mixer, that's the person that mixes for the audience. Now, I know, Joey Pals, if you can ever imagine watching a television production, you would not believe how many people are behind the scenes that make this work. Well, to continue my story, the foldback mixer actually was not responsible for a fault. What happened was the performer during the dress rehearsal could not hear his audio, and it stopped the rehearsal. No less than 12 stage managers and the director came to the backstage mixer, the foldback mixer, and said, "What's wrong?" And he was relatively new, but he didn't know what was wrong. He tried everything. He could not get the speaker on the stage to work.
The monitor for
the monitor for the singer, for the talent, for the singer. Talent, yeah. That's exactly right. Well, you would know. You have to have that. That speaker has to work. He broke out in tears. And he said, "Please take me off the show." And the director did immediately and replaced him with another person. Later, we discovered what happened. One of the utility workers did not plug in the speaker. It was not his fault.
Turn the oven on, Lucy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my stars.
It's just some of the things that happen. It's pressure.
Thank goodness it wasn't during the show. It was at the rehearsal.
It was at the dress rehearsal.
Yes.
Which is almost as important as the show itself.
Again, the Academy Awards.
The Academy Awards, absolutely.
Who was the worst person that you had to work with?
Well,
hook up.
Hook up. That's a very difficult question. No one was really bad to work with. Most of the stars, when they are successful, the big stars are genuine and are easy to work with.
And grateful for your expertise.
They are. They're understanding.
Pavarotti never knew about that.
Oh, no.
Thing.
Oh, no, no. No, I didn't tell him.
Dodged a bullet. Okay. Well, that's a good beginning. We'll take a little break, go to a commercial break. We'll have a mystery song, and then we'll come back and tell some more stories.
You bet.
Okay. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.